Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Bruins, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert takes the mark.
Oh, Brad Ebert, good morning.
Good morning,
quite
guys.
Quite seriously, I hope you're okay. You're obviously missing a couple of weeks with concussion. It doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, it doesn't. But, I guess I've just sort of got to that point where the symptoms persisted a little bit longer than what they would have hoped. And I was feeling pretty rubbish for a few days there. And they just didn't want to take any risks. So, you know, they ruled me out of last week, obviously, and then this week to go check out. To go get a second opinion.
Well, you got ruled out of last week's radio segment as well.
When
that happens, you are very cruel.
Have you ever missed 2 weeks in a row with concussion, in all seriousness? The first time you've missed 2 weeks of...
Well, that's the first time I've missed a game since 2016, you know?
Have you missed a game with concussion before?
No.
You've never missed a game. How many concussions do you think you've had in your career?
Oh, I would have had a number of them. And if you start from right when I was younger, I had a few as a younger kid as well. So
you've never missed a game?
Nah, not through concussion, and that's. Right. I think it's just the way that the game's going, though. It's, you know, they're being a lot more careful and a lot more cautious with those sort of things.
But you couldn't have played if you wanted to on the weekend. Because you were a bit groggy.
I don't think I could have. No.
Yep. No. Now you're off to Melbourne today. Tell us a bit about that.
So pretty much just like, so the club are, like I said, the club have really made a stronger stand in this sort of space. And I think the AFL in general are way better in the way that they're treating concussion and stuff. So there's a bit of like a concussion expert, a neurologist over in Melbourne that I'm catching up with on Friday. And before I catch up with him, I'm just going to get a scan done, like an MRI today on the brain. Yep. And catching up with a neuropsychologist tomorrow to go through some testing and then go see a neurologist on Friday. So there's a bit to it, but I think it's worthwhile.
The fact that you can say neuropsychologist means you're going okay.
Now, we've got a concussion test for Brad in just a moment. But quite seriously, I think the reason you're in this position is because you are a courageous player. You put your head and your body on the line. Can I ask you, I've never ever had concussion. I know, Roo, you've had plenty. What do you feel? When you say, you know, for the last couple of weeks you haven't been able to play, what is it that on a daily basis you feel?
Yeah, well, I guess I was trying to explain it to you boys.
You'll know what he's feeling, dude. Yep. You would have felt similar.
Yeah, I reckon you might have had a few mornings where you wake up, but it pretty much just feels like a bit of a hangover, to be honest. It feels like at the first few days I felt like I was really sleepy and
groggy,
and I really felt irritable and anxious and that sort of stuff. And then you just sort of get this headache, and you seriously wake up like you feel as if you've just had a big night the night before, and you think, hang on a second, I really haven't. So,
and some people get sick with it? Like, I mean, as in vomiting?
I think people do. Yeah, there's that nauseous vomiting side of things. Yeah. Where obviously something's going on.
I've had injections and stuff to stop vomiting.
Yeah, right.
After concussion.
And with the actual brain, does it swell? Does it bleed? Is there anything like that? Do you know?
Well, that's what I think there is. Yeah, there's obviously like it's
your brain
like
goes. Your brain rattles around your brain, smacked from inside your skull. That's what it is. That's what concussion is.
Right, moves around.
That's why a helmet doesn't stop concussions.
Right,
because your brain still gets smacked around. It stops the knock, but it doesn't stop the knock itself.
All right, now with the team, Brad, I could argue as a Port person that the last few weeks, Brisbane game could have won, Collingwood game in the end, you know, got close.
Richmond
could have, should have won. So there's a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Yeah. And then again on the weekend, got to within 12 points after the Crows were really dominant early. But where's the team at right now, do you think?
I think the team fought pretty hard on the weekend. I felt that. Going in at three-quarter time, I thought this could get ugly. Mm. And to the boys' credit, I thought they fought pretty hard. It was a sign of a young team pretty desperate to make sure they're doing everything right. And to their credit, they were able to fight back. Yeah, they let it slip in the end and weren't able to sort of capitalise on it. But from the distance they were coming back from, I thought it was a good effort to get into to be in that position in the first place. Obviously, it's not good enough. But, I think that, it's a hard one because you've got eight of your starting... Well, 80 of 10, sort of 80 of your main, sort of 12 players out, makes it tough. So, I think that, you know, the boys are fighting pretty hard and trying to keep, you know, they're trying to do their thing.
Yep.
But I think that coming into this week, the boys will be ready to go.
All right. Brad Ebert from Port Adelaide, our special guest, out with concussion, Roo, and we're here to help. We're going to do our concussion test right now just to see if
Have you got questions or am I doing this?
I've got some. You got some?
You go.
We're all machine.
I've got a finishing off.
Right.
Remember, it's 7:20 in the morning and I'm already feeling a bit tired.
Don't make excuses. See, he's right. He's making excuses.
That's it.
Next you'll be saying the umpires were bad on the weekend.
Oh, well.
Righto, what radio station are we at?
Triple M.
Good work.
Oh, that's actually a question. Very good. Here we go.
What's your wife's name?
Beck.
Good.
What's your full name?
Bradley Craig Ebert.
Good.
Now,
now, I can just see why he has got a little bit of concussion, because he had to really enforce and look me in the eye that he knew the name.
Yes. Just had to take that extra half second.
Now, here's a brain teaser for you.
When you have got concussion, just for people out there, the doctor will look you in the eye when you go to the bench and ask you a very, very simple question, like, what is your name or who are we playing?
Mm.
And you can stare in their eyes and not come up with the answer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that how bad it is?
Yep.
All right. A brain teaser for you. There's an electric train travelling north at 38 kilometres per hour. Now, it's travelling into a headwind at 13 knots. Which way is the steam blowing?
Hang on. What way was it facing? What way was it going? I wasn't
north.
So the steam's going south then?
No, there's no steam. It's an electric train.
Oh, yeah. very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah. You know, Dits, keep going.
Okay.
Failed.
I'll show you. Obviously. I'm going to show you two shovels and I'm going to say, take a pick. What do you do?
You find the pick.
That's not a bad answer, actually. Yeah, that'll do.
Who were you playing against when you actually had got concussion?
Collingwood.
Good. I thought you might trick that one.
Well, I had to think.
Who are you playing this week?
Gold Coast.
Oh, he's on the way back. And this one will really test you. Where are Port going to finish on the ladder this year?
The top.
Concussion.
Yeah, what? Final question. So what have Jack the Ripper and John the Baptist got in common?
Oh, here we go. What's the joke here?
The same middle name. Jack the Ripper and John the Baptist. Sorry.
Good work. Right.
I think he's ready to play.
I reckon you'll be back next week. Now, Gold Coast this weekend, Ebo. They are playing better football. They have improved. In fact, some people are saying Stewie Jew is coach of the year if he picked it right now. What's Ken saying that is in store, or haven't you been in the meetings?
I've been in the meetings, but so far it was really around Monday, Tuesday. We're sort of, debriefing the week that was, and then they'll have a chat tomorrow, I'd imagine, I'm working on going forward. And
any strong chats to people about last week?
I'd imagine he probably would have had a chat with a few of them. So
there's opportunities for some people to stand up now, isn't there?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And that's even, it's amazing when we're talking to Connor Rosie and he's in his eighth game or whatever, and really he's almost one of the
more experienced
and dangerous players in the forward line.
On a wet night, he just kept picking the ball up, didn't he?
Yeah,
I want to throw a name at you. Talking to Port people that go to the Magpie games every week, Boyd Woodcock.
Yeah, mate, he's been competing hard.
Little North Adelaide recruit.
Yeah, he obviously showed in the SNFL finals that he's got it and can play some good footy. He's pushing pretty hard, I think.
Yep.
But, I think he's probably just, one or two spots away, which, at the moment, that's where it's at, I'd say.
Brad, good luck, mate. I know you got this important trip to Melbourne today to see the specialist, so good luck with that.
Yep.
And let's hope you're playing real soon.
Yeah, cheers, boys. Thanks.
Good on you, mate. Look after yourself.
From Port Adelaide.
Drop everything. It's the Chemist Warehouse half-price vitamin and cosmetic sale. Hurry, this sale won't last. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.